Greetings. My name is Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Robin Dorsey, who is Fair Housing Director for the Fair Housing Action Center of Maryland. And Robin's here today to talk to us about fair housing in Maryland and what we can do to help. So, Robin, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us about FHAC?
Yes, absolutely. The Fair Housing Action Center of Maryland is a brand new fair housing and tenants' rights organization serving the state. And I like to think of us as the phoenix rising up from the ashes. Your listeners may be familiar with Baltimore Neighborhoods, Inc., or BNI, which sadly closed its doors in 2018 after more than five decades as a statewide fair housing organization. And several housing advocates in the Baltimore City area said, we can't let this happen. Fair housing is too important. We have to have an organization. And so they came together to form the Fair Housing Action Center of Maryland, which I'm going to call FHAC because that's a mouthful. Otherwise, and we work to ensure that every Marylander has access to safe, affordable housing free from discrimination, harassment, and code violations.
That's a big platter.
It's a large mission. Yes, it is. We are very lucky, though. We have been rolled into the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition and their work around financial inclusion and economic justice. And so we get to be sort of part of their infrastructure and use their power and support as we work to fulfill our mission.
That makes a lot of sense. Could you please give us that contact information, please, for FHAC?
Yes, absolutely. So you're going to find us online at fairhousingmd.org, and you can find the Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition online at marylandconsumers.org. And if you would like to call to ask a housing question or report housing discrimination, you can reach our number. Let me make sure I've got the right one here for you. It's 443-447-7336.
Okay, that's 443-447-7336.
Yes, that is our intake line. It's open on Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., and it's for anyone who has any kind of housing question or suspects they've been a victim of housing discrimination and they want to talk about it, maybe file a complaint. We can help.
Great. What's your background and work with the center?
I am a social worker by training. I went to the University of Maryland School of Social Work, and a lot of people think about social workers as working with individuals or families, but I am what's called a macro social worker. So I work with communities and states and big political systems, and it's I started my career at a homeless shelter serving women and children, and that made it so clear to me that housing touches every part of our lives.
Yeah.
Where you live connects to your health outcomes.
That's right.
How long you're going to live, it connects to what jobs you're going to be able to get, what schools you're going to be able to go to, how much money you'll be able to earn. There's no part of our lives that housing doesn't touch. And getting to see up close and personal how devastating not having housing can be for families really pushed me to focus on that. And so I've been working in this housing field for several years, but I am new to fair housing. And I'm so happy to be able to explicitly work on housing discrimination now, rather than just affordable housing pieces, because I think the housing discrimination really gets at the core of what's broken in our housing systems.
Let's talk more about exactly what FHAC does. What do you folks do?
Great question. We have two programs that work together, our tenants' rights program and our fair housing program. The tenants' rights program, that's headed up by my colleague, Carol Ott, and she works to empower tenants to advocate for themselves by providing them with information about their housing rights and responsibilities, legal information, especially about the eviction process or escrow accounts, those sorts of things. And she provides referrals to nonprofit and legal assistance, and when it's available, financial assistance. Not that we provide financial assistance, but we know who does and we can help connect you.
And she provides this information for free?
Absolutely for free. There is no cost for our services, and she can help you with issues around lead paint, rent escrow, security deposits, code enforcement, and illegal eviction prevention. Or right now, I know a lot of folks are facing eviction because of the pandemic. Carol can help you with the CDC moratorium paperwork to make sure that you are able to stay in your home.
Let's underline that, because it is so much of a problem right now for a lot of folks, and especially since the court started handing out those things again at the first of the month. Somebody has a problem with possible eviction. What should they do? Should they call Carol?
Calling Carol is a great first step. I think Carol would want me to say, please do not call if you do not need to. Please use the website. It's going to be easier for you and easier for her.
Right.
That website is fairhousingmd.org, and people are going to click on the Ask a Housing Question link.
Okay.
And it's right there at the top. And Carol is going to help figure out, first of all, there are some financial assistance programs out there. She's going to figure out if you're qualified for them. Then she's going to help you file the paperwork to get the eviction process halted through the CDC's moratorium. And if there's other issues out there, especially if your landlord is attempting to illegally evict you, she's going to help stop that as well and can connect you to a legal provider if that's necessary.
Great. So folks should go to fairhousingmd.org. And
yes.
I guess they could they call the housing intake line also?
Mm-hmm. Our housing intake line is open Tuesday and Wednesday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the number is 443-447-7336.
Great. In terms of your fair housing program, what does that involve?
Well, we are rebuilding from the ground up. So we are offering several new trainings this fall. We have two training tracks. One is for just community members along with service providers, so social workers or clergy or anybody else who, is frequently coming into sort of a counseling relationship with community members.
Uh-huh.
And we have Know Your Rights trainings for anybody who's interested, and they help you understand what your fair housing rights are and what to do if you think they've been violated. And we have two of those Know Your Rights trainings. We have Know Your Rights Fair Housing 101, sort of just a basic overview of the fair housing laws and how they apply. And then we have a training, Fair Housing, or Know Your Rights Housing Vouchers. And that's to talk about a brand new protected class here in Maryland called Source of Income. And what that means is that landlords and property managers can no longer, among other things, refuse to accept Section 8 vouchers or other kinds of vouchers. So we have a whole training just to help people learn about these new rights and learn, what to do if they think that they are being violated, which spoiler alert, is to let us know, and we'll help you out. And then we have another track of trainings that's aimed at housing providers, so landlords, property managers, realtors, anybody else who is part of that housing providing world, we have a Fair Housing Compliance 101 training, again, just about the basic overview of the law, and again, a Fair Housing Compliance Housing Vouchers training to talk about this new protected class and these new requirements that landlords and property managers have.
Well, they all sound very informative and interesting. You folks have big shoes to fill, of course, with Baltimore neighborhoods. I worked with them for years cooperatively on each other's governing boards, and they achieved a wonderful amount of things for this community. So we're speaking for the community. We're very glad that you're picking up the mantle. Let's talk. We've talked several times about housing discrimination and fair housing, and I think a lot of folks might have different ideas of what that involves. Could you tell us a little bit about the law and what those terms mean, please?
That is a great question, Bill. We have people who get in touch with our intake line or our online form all the time, and they say, I've been discriminated against. And when we look at the details of what happened, we're like, that's not actually housing discrimination. That's a tenant-landlord issue, and that's why we are so focused on getting good training out there. Housing discrimination is any attempt to prohibit or limit free and fair housing choice based on membership in a protected class. What does that mean? That was legal mumbo jumbo. That means you can't be denied housing or treated differently by housing providers or professionals because of who you are. The Federal Fair Housing Act protects people based on their race, their color, their national origin, religion, sex, familial status, or having a disability. That's the federal law. There's also laws at the state and local level that add additional protections. So in Maryland, the state law also bans discrimination based on your marital status, your sexual orientation, your gender identity, or your source of income, how you pay rent. And so there we're talking about mostly folks who use housing vouchers to pay rent, but also retirement income or student loans. There's a lot of different ways that people might pay rent. And then local jurisdictions also have fair housing laws. And so some of the jurisdictions in Maryland have added age, ancestry, citizenship, occupation, family responsibility, personal appearance, political opinion, presence of children, or there's also some local source of income protections that had already been on the books when Maryland passed it.
Right. Thank you. I know that that can be very confusing to someone listening, and they say, well, what about my county and what about where I live and all that stuff? I guess the best idea of if someone feels they've been discriminated against is to talk to somebody to figure it out.
Yes, so that is what we'd recommend. There are these sort of patchwork laws at the local level that provide additional protection beyond what the state provides, and the state provides protections beyond what the federal government provides. And so if you think you've been a victim of discrimination, it can be a little confusing to know for sure and to know, in what jurisdiction might this be considered discrimination. And so that's why we have this intake line, to be able to help you talk through what happened, figure out is it a fair housing issue, and if it is, to whom should you be reporting it? And also, we can help potentially resolve things for you. Sometimes just a little bit of information for a landlord or property manager helps them to understand what their obligations are and then to just comply. They don't need anything more than just the information about what the law requires.
Right, absolutely. Unfortunately, Robin, that's just about all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Yes, absolutely. We want folks to find us at fairhousingmd.org. And you can find Maryland Consumer Rights Coalition at marylandconsumers.org. And if you want to call our intake line, that number is 443-447-7336.
Fortunately, though, that's all we have time for in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Robin Dorsey, who is Fair Housing Director for the Fair Housing Action Center of Maryland, for being our guest today. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you so much, Bill. It was a pleasure to speak with you.
Absolutely, and for me too. And keep up your good work for all of us.
Oh, thank you.
And for Living in Baltimore, that's all we have time for today. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.